I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's
Good
Morning Show.
Good morning.
And we are here live. It's great to be back. Hope everybody had just an incredible Thanksgiving and that nobody got in fights with their family at dinner and that the pie was good and your turkey was moist. And that you, whatever you did, you had a great time.
All three pies.
Sarah made her own, everyone.
I did, because I needed to have an apple pie.
With two bottoms.
Well, it all works. It's just pie crust.
Whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
News 10. All right. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive. The Multicultural Center of Marin is collecting unwrapped toys and gifts for children in the canal. Go to their website, multiculturalmarin.org, for more information or to make a donation. We totally appreciate your support of that.
Is that what we're doing? We're not going to do one this year, are we?
We're not.
And my guys, Jim at Deluxe hit me up. I was on vacation. He texted me and he said, hey, I always want to make sure you guys have what you need for your holiday drives. Do you need skateboards? And
that's
I was
nice.
Like, I'm in Hawaii, but let me check. So I can get the boards for that if that's what we're supporting.
Certainly that would be lovely and welcome. But, look, Toys for Tots is still happening. That is all over the Bay Area, everywhere, really. This one in particular matters to me. I know some people that work at this place and they do wonderful work there. Really nice people. Whatever you donate to. Oh, I think tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, right? Isn't that what it's like? Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. So if you're planning on making a donation to someone this year, whether it's a food bank to make sure people are fed and get a Christmas dinner, or if it's a toy drive, whatever it is.
They've named every day. I think Small Business Saturday.
Oh,
is a thing.
Okay,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's that local, right? Like a local business. Local.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Anyway, so you say Tuesday is give it.
I think it's
give
Giving
some
Tuesday.
Yeah, it is
Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And frankly, sometimes it's those gifts that you give that you don't even have a face for, but you know that you've fed hungry people. Like that's feels great. You know, or made sure that there was a toy under a kid's Christmas tree. It feels really good. And we know for a fact it feels good. We did it for 23 years and then the pandemic happened. And now no one knows what's going to happen. But right. Christmas is still happening. So do what you can. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Thanksgiving dinner. When is the right time to eat Thanksgiving dinner? Now, I know you did yours in Hawaii. So, So I don't know what your timing was on that, but to me, Thanksgiving dinner is an afternoon thing.
Like an early afternoon, like not dinner time, right. Traditional dinner time, but earlier than that. Is that what you're saying?
It's when everything's done. If the turkey's done at 1, that's when you eat. And if the turkey's done at 4, that's when you eat. Like I don't have a hard, fast rule, but it's definitely an early meal. And I think that's because I'm going to need a couple hours to let that process before I start with the pie course. That's when I really work my whole day around how much am I going to be able to cram in here? You know what I'm saying?
Seconds, thirds.
Right. Right. And if you do
it. Hold on. Is it really a goal? Honestly, is it really a goal to try and eat a lot?
It is for me because it's the one day that I refuse to feel guilty about anything I eat. I'm going to eat those pies I made. The other thing is, too, if you eat it, if you can get the turkey on the table by one, you're totally winning because then by 6 o'clock,
you can do
pie, you know, so it's like that's your dinner, that's your supper. And then if you stay up late enough, you can go turkey sandwich at like 10 p.m.
Oh my.
You know, so you can really, you can really finagle the thing. So my feeling is I like to eat earlier in the day, not noon because it's never done by noon, but before four would be great. But that's not everybody. And on Live with Kelly and Ryan, that's Kelly Ripa and,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and Ryan Seacrest. They had Kevin Hart on and he has some different thoughts.
Yeah. Do you have a tradition for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is a big holiday.
Okay.
Big holiday in the Hart household.
What time do you have your meal?
We're black, so we go late. We're not,
we're not an early
family. I think it's weird. It's very weird because this is the only time where I see race really play a factor. Like, I do have friends that are of different ethnicities, and like dinner's at like 2 or 3. And I'm like, who does that? Like, I don't understand who eats that early.
Dinner should be late.
What time do you eat? 2:30. You eat at 2:30?
Yeah, the average American eats at 4.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's I can come to mine and yours.
Dinner's at like 8. We eat at 8 p.m.
You got it all wrong.
No, 8 p.m. And before that, like,
cocktails
about,
at 6.
Yeah, you drank.
I didn't mean to upset you. I'm just telling you what time I eat.
I really got upset just now. 2.
I mean, the guy's going to launch across the set.
I would literally
He's
fight
about
you.
To come
across. 2 p.m.? No.
I am the only person here. I am validated today because these are my.
Finally, you validated Kelly.
Oh, finally.
Like 2 o'clock.
No.
When I sent out the email.
5 or 6 is respectable.
Five or six just feels like a regular dinner. I there's something special you eat early. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a black thing.
I've never heard that either. But
for our black listeners, we certainly please weigh in on this.
Interesting to note that you go later than normal dinner for Thanksgiving, but I don't know that he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he would know better than I. But.
Sure. I mean, he can eat whenever he wants. But, Bryn, what about you guys? You do a huge family
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we do a huge spread. So for me, it's like I'm looking forward to the meal and I want to eat it as soon as possible. So as soon as it's ready, I'm eating it. And so actually, my sister-in-law is really good about prepping. Like, she's probably up all night, I'm sure, because it's crazy the spread that's out. And so I get there and it's already done. It's great.
What time?
I ate at like 1.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That is really early. Yeah.
Well,
I think growing up, my mom always would start, like, you know, how you have traditions. We really grew up with a lot of those. I don't have as many now with our family as
we
did
then. Well,
and
you'll have your own, right?
Yeah, but it's just different. It's just a different reality. My mom is traditional, and she would start cooking very early in the day. She'd put on the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, the whole
thing,
right?
And start making the stuff, and, you know, it's the she took her time, but she took all day and would, you know, I'd say dinner was on the table by 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You know, like we'd eat really early and we would do very much like you just said. I'm not trying to cram the food in, but you would find yourself going back for a sandwich later or more.
Because you get hungry again.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Got to have time to empty the tank.
But we didn't have that this year. This year we were in Hawaii and we did it. Like a normal dinner, basically. Like,
so by the time, you know, everything was ready,
5 p.m. Yeah,
right,
it was just we were in the water all day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you this part, but you got to not tell anybody. Because
okay,
Christina,
just between us.
All right.
So Christina goes, I'm going to go and I'm going to start cooking the dinner, and you stay with the kids. And that may have been the day when I got grandpa'd.
Oh,
I don't know which day it was. They're
Thanksgiving
all blended
day,
together.
A day for being grandpa'd.
Right, but one of the days I was alone with the kids and got that. Called that anyway. She goes back to the room. She starts the dinner, and look, she's with a guy that doesn't/can't drink. So she, you know, drinks when she can.
Yep.
But she
is on vacation.
She is on vacation. So she has. While we're on the trip, there were a couple Mai Tais had by her, and they were, you know, it was no thing.
Mm-hmm.
While she was cooking, she got deep into a wine bottle.
Oh, that's, you know, you get so thirsty, you're slaving away in there.
Right.
And so after dinner, and we noticed, you know, well, look, mom's really happy right now. Look at her go. She's having the time of her life. I was up, like, doing the dishes when I saw the bottle and went, whoa. She, and I look over and she's sound asleep on the kid's bed at, I want to say 6:30. Oh. Like, done.
So that's out. A perfect Thanksgiving. Was the whole bottle gone?
Most of it. She was deep into that thing. And so we're like, me and the kids are in the other room on the mom and dad's bed watching a Christmas movie or something. Mom's in the other room sleeping already. And we're just like, all right, well. The kids go, can we sleep in here with you? Mom's loud.
Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
No. Mom woke up at like 9:30 and was like, get out of here, kids. You go to your bed. And I was like, oh, boy.
Can I go to their bed? Can you just take the bed and we'll just suffer out on the couch?
Anyway, fine. Yeah, we had a little later than normal, but it was all good. All good. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
That's fun.
Hope you had a great one, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can eat whenever you want. Just eat when the turkey's done. You got to let the turkey rest, apparently. John did this thing with... It was so... We had such a effed up turkey. So he,
why? John's a great cook.
You know, here's the thing. It's because everybody's got an opinion. Except me. I don't have an opinion. I'm like, I'll...
Okay, all right. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Stop with that.
Well,
noise.
My opinion... If we'd gone with my opinion, it would have been still juicy.
Of course.
Right.
So
course.
Here's what we did. Exactly. We followed this guy. It's this chef. His name's Kenji. And my son loves him, and he's made a bunch of his recipes. And
Kenji, like Ken...
I think it's like K-E-N-J-I.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So he's really a good cook, and he basically says in his recipe, he goes, look, the way to cook turkey is spatchcock it, which is you cut it, and you kind of try to make it all on one plane so everything cooks at the same time at the same rate. He goes, but if you refuse to do that, and you got to do the traditional thing. And we did that last year, and it was delicious. It's perfect. So this year, they wanted to not do it like that. So he said, here's what you do. You heat the oven up to 500 degrees, and you put pizza stones down on top of the rack. And we have a couple pizza stones, so we filled the whole rack with these pizza stones. You heat them up to 500. And then once they've been in there for 45 minutes at 500, then you, instead of using a roasting pan, you just use a cookie sheet, and you put your turkey on there in the little rack, and you put that on top of the pizza stone, and you turn the oven down to 300. He goes, that way the heat on the bottom is radiating up and cooking the dark meat faster, and the heat on the top is keeping the breast juicy. Science.
So he has a plan, and he told you how to do it.
So this is John's plan. Okay. He's going with Kenji's method.
Got it.
So this 14-pound turkey, at 1.5 hours, it's done. But nobody trusts that, because a 14-pound turkey should take about 3 hours, at least. So I'm like, well, it's done. Take it out. We will eat it 1 o'clock. No, it can't be done. They're poking this thing with every little thermometer that we have going. We have ones you plug into the stove, on the inside of the oven. We got one that's got a little dingle dongle. We got another one you just stick in. They've poked the poop out of this turkey, and all the juice, I'm watching the juice run out, and it's and they're putting it in. They can't believe, I'm like, it's done. They go, it can't be done. It's only been 1.5 hours. I'm like, so every one of these thermometers is less. They put it back in for another hour. Now it's cooked to I'm like,
yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm like, dry turkeys. What are you doing?
There is a point where gravy isn't saving that dry meat.
Yeah, it wasn't ruined. It was still fine. It wasn't the driest turkey I've ever had, but it was among them, and it was fine. But it was done in 1.5 hours, and plus the part we were going to eat, the breast part, that was totally done. So put the rest of the carcass back in there and let that cook if you're worried about it. But save the good.
I thought that, look, I don't do a lot of chefing at all, but I thought the whole point of the thermometer was when the meat is at a certain temperature, it's done. It doesn't it doesn't matter the time that it's been there. If your meat's at 160, it's done.
It's done. And that's my feeling. I'm like, okay, it is. It's an anomaly that it's done 1.5 hours later, but it's done. That's the temperature.
So they don't trust Kenji at all.
I don't know what they're doing. All Clearly. I know is they, you know. And then, of course, you cook all day and you make the potatoes and the place is destroyed. And then 15 minutes later, you know, you even try to prolong it by everybody saying what they're thankful for. And it's just, it's so much work for this one little, but it's totally worth it. Anyway, next
up. It
doesn't
sound like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it at all.
They ruined the turkey. But I am very thankful that they made me turkey at all. And I hope they liked my salted caramel apple pie, which was awesome.
Which mom ate with a fork because no one wanted any of it?
Oh, no, everybody.
Oh, they had some.
Oh, that, yeah, that was the that was the one. Well, the I will say the pecan pie was also freaking delicious. He does this like orange zest into it.
Oh, John.
Pumpkin pie was a little pumpkin-y for me. I don't know.
Oh.
Michael Strahan is the next to go up in the space penis.
I saw that.
Yeah, Michael Strahan actually he was on Live with Kelly. Right? Wasn't he the last co-host?
Oh, yeah. And that was his gig. Like, they wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted out.
And yeah, he went over to Good Morning America. They were like, come on over here.
Look, I think that it's weird when a show is established and you join it. It can be weird. You're the person who... You're late to the show. There's a lot of established stuff. Maybe he never felt like it was his show.
Right.
Maybe he always felt like... This doesn't feel like home to me or doesn't feel like my gig.
Right.
And so maybe that was his reason for jumping.
Right. With
I
an
don't
established
know.
Co-host in place, they've got an expectation. You've got one. And if they don't meld, then supposedly she was blindsided by him leaving. But and he went to Good Morning America. So I think he's on all morning. Right. Like their show is an hour. The Kelly and whoever show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michael Strahan is the next to they call him part of the 6-person crew. Which really means the 6 passengers who are going up into space. This is happening December 9th. This will also he'll also be the tallest person ever in space.
I was going to say, he's a big dude, like really big.
He is 6'5". Mm-hmm. The current record is held by 2 former U.S. astronauts who are each 6'4". There's also going to be a father and son who will be part of the crew, making them the first parent-child duo in space. And then Laura Shepherd Churchley, she's the daughter of the first American in space, Alan Shepard. Bezos sitting this one out.
So is this, when I saw this news, I thought, okay, so I'm guessing now that, sorry, Captain Kirk.
Yes, William Shatner.
He didn't pay. And I'm guessing, Strahan's not paying either.
I think these are not people who are going to pony up whatever. I don't even know what the price of a ticket is on this.
No, they didn't pay. I have to believe this is. And marketing is.
Absolutely.
These are all things that are worthwhile. Absolutely worthwhile. But when I heard it, I went, oh, I thought maybe Shatner paid, like in the back of my mind, I thought maybe he kicked down because he's at the end of his life and he's thinking like,
I don't
What's my
know
money
for sure that he didn't pay. Did you see for sure
no,
he didn't,
I didn't
pay?
But I'm just starting to think now that they must have a marketing seat.
Yes.
A spot set for people who will be or who are famous enough to bring faces
the
to
is,
the screen.
There's only so many people who could actually, let's even call it $1 million, say, which I think it's probably more than that. I have no idea. There are only a handful of people on Earth who can afford $1 million to do something like this.
For a 10-minute flight?
Right. And then among the people who can actually afford it, the number is minuscule. But there's not all of them want to.
Right.
So I don't know how he thinks this is going to be a sustainable thing. Like, because there is no destination. It's a lot of work, and you get to this one thing, and you're up for 10 minutes. Now, you get a moon base going. Now my interest is piqued. Would I like to go to the moon? I would, et cetera. I'd like to go, but just to go up there and a couple minutes of weightlessness. No, thanks.
I don't know. I don't know what they charge. I think it's probably more than $1 million.
Oh, I actually feel like you're right.
In reality, the cost must be extreme.
Right.
They're making it look normal because they're all doing it, The last one was just a couple months ago, right?
Not even, right? When did Shatner go up?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. A month ago?
Like a month ago.
It's probably over the summer, but either way, it's
September 12th. Actually, that's not right. Hold on. I'll be back.
All right. You come back when you're...
I just feel like this is a way... Look, how many times have these big tech companies with tons of money launched a product, and they even call them moonshots sometimes, like the Google Glass or whatever, and they pour millions into this product that flops, and it's just part of doing business. I have a feeling these guys are making it up as they go as far as what the actual usefulness of these space missions will be remains to be seen. Whether this will be something people actually can afford or the price needs to come down into the $5,000-$10,000 range, you know, like then maybe someone would say it's worthwhile.
It was early October.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So end of summer, beginning of fall, whatever. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, they're making it look simple, but it's probably super costly.
Well,
and he's eating that right
Blue
now.
Blue Origin has to be launching satellites and doing, there have to be other facets to the business than just shooting six tourists at a time up into weightlessness for 1 minute and then return to Earth. There has to be more going on, right? And it is good that the private sector is working on this stuff because it makes it more accessible and easier to get that moon base going. All right, I am 150% out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I wish I hadn't gotten so caught up with what you were talking about. I I find myself with only one answer. News is next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.